This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For so many of us, we use the internet as an essential and integrated part of our daily lives.
Internet, eh?
To video chat with friends that are far away, to view a tutorial on how to fix that leaky faucet, to read the news, check the weather, or plan a trip.
The future is now! Soon every American home will integrate their television, phone, and computer. You can do your shopping at home or play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam. There's no end to the possibility.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know this is a
You're
game.
You're 6 feet away.
I know
from
this
me.
Is a game
Don't
for you, Miss Thomas.
Don't yell
Thank
at
you.
Me.
Put
I'm not yelling.
Or step away from the table.
Do not yell at me.
The rule is you have to wear a mask at City Hall.
No.
You know that.
No, the governor lifted the mandate.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I live by my rules. I don't live by your rules.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Is that what happened in Melrose, Taylor? Is Taylor there?
I'm what here. Did what happen in Melrose?
That last bit where the guy is screaming at the woman to put her mask on.
I'm not sure. I didn't pull these cuts today. I was on the board all day.
Okay. I think that was Melrose. If it's I'll find out. We'll find out from Matt because there's a backstory to that about who was yelling at this woman and his checkered past, shall we say, if it's this guy. All right. Time now. Oh, I should mention this, the gas prices in California. Average hits record high.
Yes, it was
high.
From Melrose, Howie.
Yeah. Average price hits record high in these cities. As of Friday, the statewide average gasoline price is $4.72 per gallon, about 7 cents more than a month ago and roughly $1.28 more than a year ago, according to the American Automobile Association. It's just, it's up across the board everywhere. Orange County, $4.76, Napa Valley, $4.94. Santa Rosa, $4.89, San Bernardino, $4.71, L.A., $4.78, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Time now for the Chump Line. Yeah, wait till you hear the story about this guy that was screaming at her. I'll give you one word hint. Jailbird. Give you another word. Embezzler.
Pardon me, Monsieur Truck Driver. Does your dog bite?
That's good from one of the old Inspector Clouseau movies about in Ottawa. They're telling the truck owners that if you get arrested and we have to take your dog into custody, you have 8 days to bail him out from the pound, or said hound will be considered relinquished, whatever that means. And I think we have a pretty good idea what it means.
Even me a car. This is an outrage. Of course, I know what a nip bottle is. I keep them in my travel bag. They're great to brush your teeth with.
Did Ted take nip bottles on the plane with him when he was flying between Boston and Washington? Or did he just bring a fifth, a quart, a gallon? Probably a gallon is more like it. The Chump Line today is brought to you today by Hart Transportation. Are you looking for a great job opportunity? Hart Transportation is looking for qualified drivers, and there are no vaccine requirements when you work at Hart Transportation. To check out driving opportunities, go to hartdrivers.com. That's Hart with two T's, H-A-R-T-T, drivers.com, H-A-R-T-T, drivers.com.
The CDC have identified a dangerous new strain of coronavirus, the Freedom variant.
That's the most deadly one of all, isn't it?
I think we should cancel President's Day until we get a real president.
I was just listening to him talk about Ukraine. And he said, I'll take some questions. First one, Nancy from Bloomberg. So it's very usual type of Dementia Joe press conference. He said, Russia, if they invade, they will not only pay a steep price, you know, kind of like all of us at the gas pumps with oil nearing $100 a barrel. And a lot of that oil goes out to the rest of the world from Russia. But they're going to pay a steep price, according to Dementia Joe. And it's not just the sanctions. It's the, wait for it, the moral outrage of the international community. I think Vladimir Putin is sweating the moral outrage of the international community when oil is getting close to $100 a barrel. I think not.
10 cents a deposit bottle. Maybe I will be able to become richer than Howie Carr.
We'll talk more about this at 6. I'll give you more details on it. But that's the plan. They proposed this before. These are people at the State House of Unsleeping Malevolence. It took them all this time to get the illegal alien driver's licenses. You know, it took them a very long time to get the seatbelt law. They've been working on this, doubling the bottle deposit for at least 20, 25 years.
Howie, Joe Biden going, come on, man. Putin's going to invade the Ukraine any day now. Harry Carey put it best last night during the Boston Braves game on NBC Blue. He said, spawn insane and pray for Ukraine. Not a joke.
That was the old joke back in the 40s with the Boston Braves. They only had two pitchers, Warren Spahn and Johnny Sane. And they spawn insane and pray for rain. That's a good reference. By the way, speaking of things that they've been trying to get for a long time, they've been trying to get a graduated income tax for 60 years. 5-6 times the voters have voted it down by huge margins. The Supreme Judicial Court threw it out another time, but it's back on the ballot again this year.
No one's above the law, except for illegal aliens.
Exactly. And Hunter Biden. And just Democrats in general, I guess. But even, you know, this guy, Quintez Brown in Louisville, do they understand? I know he's a Democrat, but he was shooting at another Democrat. This was a Democrat-on-Democrat crime. I mean, shouldn't there be a higher standard somewhat? I mean, it wasn't like he was firing at Rand Paul, who knows how to duck after all the assaults he's had on him.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, comparing yourself to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow because you were both born on Congress Street. Longfellow was an accomplished writer and a Harvard professor, whereas most of your columns end up lining bird cages, and your brief Harvard career consisted of you being a glorified study hall proctor. You cultural appropriating fraud. We're going to be fine.
Like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, not only was I born on Congress Street in Portland, Maine, and not only did I play in the Daring Oaks as a child, but I owned property in Harvard Square, like he did. But I'm clean-shaven. That's the big difference.
Since Prince Andrew can keep his title of the Duke of York, can Hillary Clinton keep her title as crooked?
All I want to know is, can I continue to be the Duke of Earl?
Hillary Clinton finally responded to the report she spied on Donald Trump. She said, at this point, what difference does it make?
You know, that's what some of the explainers did when they were trying to poo-poo this whole filing by Special Counsel John Durham. They said, you know, this all happened 5 or 6 years ago. Really? Okay, that makes it okay then.
With gas prices costing us an arm and a leg now, I think I'll throw in the finger for a bonus.
Mr. President, would you like to comment on the fact that your picture is on it seems like, half the gas pumps in America? Did you really say I did that? Did you point your finger at the new record high prices in California and in most of the other 49 states today?
After Joe Biden faced criticism that the sanctions weren't enough punishment, today he announced that Kamala Harris will be named ambassador to Russia.
The moral outrage. There will be a steep price in sanctions and the moral outrage of the international community. And don't you forget it. We'll have some cuts as the day goes on.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we might play it, if you didn't hear it just now, we might play it at 7 o'clock around there when we post Chop Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day, a brand new Chump Line with all the messages we didn't use just now. Chop Chumps, get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line was brought to you by Hart Transportation. Are you looking for a great job opportunity? Hart Transportation is looking for qualified drivers. And there are no vaccine requirements when you work at Hart Transportation. To check out driving opportunities, go to hartdrivers.com. That's Hart with two T's, H-A-R-T-T, drivers.com, H-A-R-T-T, drivers.com.
Even me a car, this is an outrage. Of course I know what a nip bottle is. I keep them in my travel bag. They're great to brush your teeth with.
Ted Kennedy had a thirst so great it would cast a shadow. He would need a steamer trunk full of nip bottles for the simplest flight. 1 hour from Logan to JFK or Newark. To all my listeners with a IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. If you need to hedge your bets. You need to diversify. You can't have all your retirement eggs in the stock market basket. Now is the time to call goldco.com and find out about precious metals, the historic defense against disastrous economic policies. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
You know, there's this amazing new invention. I don't know if you've heard of it. Kamala Harris was explaining it to the American people yesterday. It's called the Internet. I'm fascinated by it. I just was checking it out during the break. And, you know, there's a lot of anger out there about Ukraine. Apparently, Judge Judy and Family Feud have been preempted in many markets, or at least interrupted, so that Biden could babble yet again about the impending invasion of Ukraine. We'll tell you more about this this amazing technological development. I think Al Gore had something to do with it, but we'll as we go through the afternoon, we'll tell you more about it. It's you're not going to believe what you can do with this thing. All right. I love My Pillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the question today at the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Do you support doubling the Massachusetts bottle deposit and adding it to water bottles and nips?
Good Lord, no.
83% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. I think we have time now to go into Kamala Harris on this is really something you may not have heard about this, but once you hear her explain it, you're going to want to check it out. You're probably going to want to go to like Best Buy this weekend and see if you can pick up one of them new internet machines.
You can't pick up one of these over at the Radio Shack or Circuit City.
That's right, Radio Shack. Radio. I like to go to get my batteries from my transistor radio at Radio Shack and get the ribbons from my typewriter at Radio Shack. Okay, here's Kamala Harris explaining this amazing new. This could be the biggest thing since the Victrola. Cut 13.
You see, during the pandemic, millions of people, families in particular, depended on high-speed internet. Young people use the internet to access digital textbooks, attend virtual classes, and collaborate on science projects, all at their kitchen table. Parents use the internet to buy groceries, paper towels, and other daily essentials.
About toilet paper.
The internet allowed folks to take care of their children and get their essential needs accomplished.
It didn't work out all that well for the kids, though, did it? Their tests on their scores on the achievement tests have plummeted. But that's okay, because the teachers' unions that give money to Democrats got to take lengthy vacations. Cut 14, and Kamala continues.
Business owners, like the one I met from Missouri last year, rely on the internet to coordinate with suppliers overseas. Many workers use the internet to do their jobs virtually. People everywhere use high-speed internet to stream movies for family movie night. Jaleesa talked about that. To video chat with friends that are far away. To view a tutorial on how to fix that leaky faucet. To read the news, check the weather, or plan a trip. For so many of us, we use the internet as an essential and integrated part of our daily lives.
You don't say.
Wait until she finds out you can look up pictures of the moon, too.
Well, wait till you guys see the moon. I'm telling you. I don't know what it is about those craters on the moon.
Taylor, is she saying we could sell products on the internet? Is that what you? I want you to check into that.
I don't understand how that. I don't know how that'd be possible. If it were, I think we'd have like I don't know some sort of online store set up at a place you could go.
You could buy like gift certificates to Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine,
or shirts with funny slogans printed on them.
Let's go, Brandon, or books that I've written. There'd be all kinds of stuff would be available at howiecarshow.com.
That's click what we would call it. Yeah,
we would, and we would have this, and there'd be that you could click if you wanted to read my columns. You could click somewhere if you wanted to buy a Maria's Ristorante gift certificate in Portland. You could click on store, and you get a. Joe Biden, he was accompanied today at his press conference when he was announcing yet again, the imminent invasion of Ukraine. He was accompanied by one of his favorite country singers, Ronnie Millsap.
Any day now, I will hear you say.
Any day now. Any day now. We used to sing that song in the Herald newsroom when it was going out of business. When are we going out of business? Any day now. Now, all these years later, when is Ukraine going to be invaded by Russia? Any day now. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Breaking news from San Francisco, the city by the bay. I'm reading now a headline from the New York Post. Ousted San Francisco school board president blames white supremacists for recall. She was voted
Everybody's
out.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
The vote was almost 4-1 to get rid of these three people off the school board. And who knew that there were this many white supremacists in San Francisco?
San Francisco, of all places.
First, they attacked Jussie Smollett in the gay neighborhood in Chicago. And now they've kidnapped the brains of 80% of the San Francisco electorate. White supremacists. Is there anything they can't do? Were there any white nationalists involved in this? I thought it was insurrectionist, Grace, who took out Gabriela Lopez et al. Anyway, 844. Officer Mark says, we can't absorb all these modern marvels at once. Tomorrow, Kamala will introduce us to the touch-tone telephone.
It sounded like a book report the way she was setting it up. Who is she talking to?
I want Taylor to get on this thing. I want to set up some kind of one of these stores on this here internet thing.
You know what it's like? Have you ever heard that old cut of Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel? Is that his name?
Brian Gumbel.
And they're talking about the internet for the first time on the Today Show. It's actually hilarious listening to
symbol.
It. Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's this thing and you can use it. I don't think it's going to catch on. That's who she sounds like. All right, Howie, are you ready for Police Blotter Facts Friday?
Yes, let's have the intro.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper, or increasingly can come from that thing that, what does she call it again, Grace?
The internet. That's where I get
the
most
internet.
Of my stories.
Okay, right. I always forget that. The internet. And you can send them to grace@howiecarshow.com. It could be an item. It could be a story, standalone story. Just a funny story involving the local police department or the local first responders. We send it to grace@howiecarshow.com. At this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones of the week in our humble opinion, and the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
Second week in a row, I'm going to say what really happened. Hillary's back in the news. I think it's important everyone get a refresher on 2016.
All right.
Okay. Now, I have a lot of police blotters to get to, so let's get going. Burglar claimed he was sleepwalking. An accused auto burglar told Louisiana cops that he was sleepwalking when he entered a parked pickup late Wednesday evening. Responding to a call about a black male pulling on car door handles in the parking lot of an apartment complex, police spotted Christopher Samuel, who was walking away from the lot. A witness told officers he observed Samuel trying to enter multiple vehicles. When confronted, he reportedly admitted entering the pickup, but said he did so because he was sleepwalking.
How was he clad?
It does not say.
Was he wearing pajamas, or was he sans culotte because he was sleeping?
Well, his home was more than 3 miles away, so that's a long walk.
That could be a world record for sleepwalking, I think.
Yes. Southern California man arrested 3 times in 1 day. A Southern California man was arrested 3 times in 16 hours on Sunday. James Langdon. His first arrest happened around 3 a.m. in Glendale.
He was sleepwalking that time.
He was actually jaywalking. That's what he was first
cited for. Wait a second. First, Mr. Garcia got...
I know, in Glendale.
Got cited... In Newark. Now across the continent, the guy's getting... they were chasing him for jaywalking?
Yeah, he led police on a foot pursuit when officers tried to cite him for jaywalking.
Wow.
That was just the first time.
But you can shoplift... What?
What happened to Mr. Garcia?
He was cited for jaywalking.
Oh, no.
You remember?
Yes, I do remember.
Oh, okay. Several hours later, he was arrested for a second time for allegedly trespassing inside a Glendale business after an employee said they found him trying to enter a closed area with a screwdriver. He was arrested for trespassing but released 3 hours later due to the county...
He has a weird kind of sleepwalking where he gets the screwdriver out of the drawer first before he goes on his nocturnal...
That's the burglarious variant.
Well... He was later released because of the county's emergency $0 bail order. And around 7 p.m., officers responding to reports of a break-in at a city apartment allegedly found Landon in the hallway outside an apartment where the resident said the door was left ajar and things had been moved around. So that's a hat trick. Three times in one day.
He has a weird look on his face, too, doesn't he?
Yes. He has a little chip in his tooth, too. Little chip.
508, someone says that tomorrow Kamala Harris is going to talk about these new things that they're putting in backyards. Grace?
Yeah?
Cement ponds.
Oh! Watering holes. Woman allegedly stabbed boyfriend in back when he tried to break up. Now, I will say the date of this is important. It was February 12th. The man told officers he attempted to break up with his girlfriend, identified as Felicia Roach. As he left the house, Roach allegedly hit him in the back of the head, then began stabbing him in the back with a knife. When the police arrived, she was wearing a bloody T-shirt. Happy Valentine's Day.
This reminds me of an old country song, Walk Out Backwards, So I'll Think You're Coming In.
Then
I guess he would have got stabbed in the front. Go ahead, Taylor.
My wife asked me the other day, she said, where did you, just out of curiosity, where did you used to take your Valentine's dates? I thought about it real hard, and I said, I don't think I ever kept one around long enough for Valentine's Day. I always made sure that I was out of a relationship by then, so I didn't have to go through that.
I think that was the wrong answer, Taylor. I mean, couldn't you think fast enough on your feet to say, you're the only girl for me.
You're my only Valentine. You're my forever Valentine.
She knows there have been other girl friends.
But that's okay. You still lie.
Man was refused an omelet at a Waffle House, so he pulled out a gun. Police are still searching.
If someone refused to serve me at a Waffle House, I would say thank you.
He wanted a... he arrived around 2 a.m. with another male friend... And
2 a.m. I wonder what he'd been doing earlier in the evening.
The staff members refused to cook him an omelet. This is the weird part, okay? This article, they write, staff members refused to cook him an omelet. Omelets are on the menu at most Waffle House locations.
Kamala Harris, does she know this?
I feel like they're kind of blaming the Waffle House in this situation. Two workers asked the men to leave, and one who was described as tall and slender pulled out a handgun that appeared to be a semi-automatic pistol. He pointed the gun at one of the workers while screaming, "I will shoot you."
Then he screamed, "Hold my beer."
I wonder what kind of omelet it was, Howie. That's obviously the next question.
Western omelet.
All right, let's see. Florida woman throws a hissy fit and hurls a Barbie at Walmart worker after she tried to steal shopping cart full of groceries, silk flowers, and toys, claiming she gets them for free because she has an employee discount.
Do you know who I am?
She has a Democrat discount.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I just dropped the story. Okay, well, yeah, that was the gist of it anyway. Florida man stole $33,000 in rare coins from his friend and cashed them in at a Coinstar for $29.30. Did you see this one, Howie? Did you send me this?
I did see this one, yes. Explain it, though. It's pretty funny.
Shane.
I mean, unless you own the coin collection.
I feel bad for the guy who owned the coin collection, and he was being so nice to this guy. Shane Anthony Millay of Riviera Beach, Florida, met Michael Johnson a few years ago through mutual friends. Millay was down on his luck after his wallet was allegedly stolen and didn't have a place to stay. No good deed goes unpunished. Johnson agreed to let Millay crash at his at his business office in exchange for help with work on a project. And that's when Millay broke into Johnson's North Palm Beach office.
You know, when I need help on a project, I like to always go to a homeless guy.
He stole $33,000 worth of collectible coins. the presidential dollar coins were passed down from Johnson's father after he died. The office was ransacked, and he stole other items. So he tried to sell a few of these through pawn shops, but he finally got tired of going to the pawn shop, so he just went to a Coinstar. And one person said, or Johnson actually said he easily had $33,000 worth, and he dumped it in a Coinstar machine.
He wasn't able to go to Coinstar and say, somebody robbed me and dumped all these in here?
Good question. I don't know. Speaking of money, though, attempt to bail friend out of jail with fake money leads to major drug bust in Maine. This is Auburn, Maine.
This is why people make jokes about those of us who were born in vacation land.
Two Mainers who were allegedly trying to bail someone out of jail using counterfeit money led police to a major drug bust. Angelina Quirion and Adam Jabalt were trying to bail someone out of the county jail. Agents said they found 2 pounds of fentanyl, nearly 2 pounds of methamphetamine, over $30,000 in suspected drug proceeds, two handguns, and an AR-15 rifle in their home once they actually... in their apartment.
Justin Trudeau announced that they were connected to the Freedom Convoy. And he's going to try to have them extradited to Ottawa.
I read this story this week, but I think it's worth repeating on Police Blotter Facts Friday. Georgia state official used fake pregnancy belly, fake baby photos, fake father, and scheme to collect paid maternity leave. Yes, a Georgia state hack who resigned several months ago used a fake pregnancy belly, all that other stuff I just mentioned. The state office of the inspector general said in a release that its investigation revealed that in March of 2021, a coworker observed the lower portion of the woman's stomach come away from her body and believed Folsom wore a fake pregnancy stomach. Folsom made up a father named Bran...
Folsom?
That's the woman. She made up a fake father's name named Bran Otembebwe.
Is she going to Folsom Prison now?
What's more, she sent photos of her newborn to various employees, but they appeared inconsistent and depicted children with varying skin tones.
Maybe she was taking... What's that drug to get multiple births? What is that?
No idea. Florida woman allegedly used PPP loan to hire hitman. A Florida woman was placed under arrest and is facing charges after police say she used funds from a COVID-19 era paycheck protection program loan to hire a hitman.
COVID era, they make it sound like it's over. Yeah, I wish it were.
I was just going to say that.
What the hell? I mean, this is a wishful story.
Authorities in Miami say Jasmine Martinez used part of a $15,000 PPP loan to pay a hitman who allegedly shot and killed LaShante Jones. You know what's the thing, though? We read a lot of these stories, and maybe we just don't hear about the successful hirings of hitmen, but it feels like they always get caught. Like, have you ever heard of, I hired a hitman and everything went fine?
I wrote a book once, Grace, called Hitman.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, there were...
Did that hitman get caught?
He got caught finally, yeah. But he confessed to killing 20 people.
I mean, I'm sure like 30 years ago when you could just give someone cash, it was probably easier. But now with the internet,
I think most people, you know, with this thing called the internet, you know, you can... And you know what else you can do, kids? You can put out an ad on the internet and ask for anything.
Allison,
including a hitman.
Can you explain what internet is?
No, she can't say anything in 10 seconds or less.
Allison will be in the studio shortly.
What does it mean?
It's a giant computer network made up of started from...
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what this was.
It's like a computer
in the
billboard.
It's a computer billboard, but it's nationwide.
Right.
And it's several universities and everything all joined together.
Right.
And others can access it.
Right.
And it's getting bigger and bigger all the time.
It came in really handy during the quake. A lot of people, that's how they were communicating out to tell family and loved ones they were okay.
You're kidding.
Isn't it crazy, though, when you listen back? It's really weird. Police Blotter Facts Friday is sponsored by Bonner Private Wines. Real red wine, not chemically processed, no morning regrets, just great taste. I'm going to have a glass of Bonner wine tonight. I'm so excited. Made in small batches from family wineries throughout the world. And you can't get Bonner wines at your local liquor store, only through the Bonner Private Wines partnership. Experience the adventure. Go to BONNER PrivateWines.com/ grace for $60 off your purchase. I have two great winners, Howie, for the other side.
Limerick guy says, who was that fake woman, pregnant woman, trying to kid? All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Grace, someone says, so many Florida men, but no naked men.
You just wait. We're at the winners, and they're very good. Okay, first winner. Banned airline passenger spits at cop, poops in patrol car after fleeing on motorized suitcase. A woman barred from boarding a flight to the Big Apple because she appeared drunk, led police on a wild chase on her motorized suitcase. Chelsea Alston was at the Orlando International Airport when a flight attendant at the gate told her that she couldn't get on. I don't want no beef. I'm just trying to go home and enjoy myself, she said, claiming she had only consumed
a motorized suitcase. Can I get me one of those motorized suitcases on that newfangled device that Kamala Harris was talking about?
Police officer Andrew Mauman responded and told her she was banned because of her glassy eyes and inability to stand straight and the odor of booze emanating from her. It's okay. You just need to go over
to
the terminal.
She had the thousand-yard stare, now known as the Joe Biden stare.
I guess she got on the suitcase and everyone was like, wow, this thing goes pretty fast. And then she tried to spit on the cop, and later she did, when she was dragged to the patrol car, she allegedly defecated in it and left about $1,200 worth of damages. And here's our second winner. Naked man caught on surveillance camera.
It wouldn't be police blotter facts without one mention of a naked man and Randy Newman chiming in.
Running through Palm Beach County condo complex.
Uh-oh. Nowhere I'm familiar with, is it?
Well, it says...
I believe I live in one of them there places.
It says West Palm Beach. It says he was near Gun Club Road.
Okay, that's a ways off. Good. Thank God. Thank goodness.
A woman named Lindsay told deputies her doorbell camera first caught a man running clothed and then naked past her door in December. She said she was
so... How did she know it was the same guy?
She said she was so creeped. Maybe he had like a distinct run. She said she was so creeped out and scared that she filed an incident report. The report states she observed on multiple occasions a man run past her residence in the nude. It goes on to say, ever since then, almost every day between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 a.m., this unidentified man has run past her residence in the nude.
Won't nobody help the naked man.
Won't nobody help the naked man. Thank you, Grace.
Go to BonnerPrivateWines.com/Grace for $60 off your purchase.
I'm Howie Carr.